All right, get ready for this deep dive. We're heading into the world of medical innovation, and you might be surprised to hear this. We're not starting in like Silicon Valley or anything.
Yeah.
No, we're going to Ali Sabeh Regional Hospital in Djibouti.
Djibouti.
That's right, Djibouti.
Necessity is the mother of invention, and they are really pushing the boundaries there.
It really is.
They're using drones
Wow.
to deliver blood
Yeah.
to some of the most remote areas.
And it's happening now.
Yeah.
This is saving lives right now as we speak. We're going to break down exactly how it works, why it matters, and what this could mean for the future of healthcare, not just in Djibouti, but around the world.
Yeah, I mean, what's really interesting about Djibouti is they have some very particular challenges that make this so important. Think about vast distances, limited roads, and a landscape that is just incredibly difficult to navigate.
So for the healthcare system there, what impact do these geographic and logistical hurdles have?
Well, for people living in remote villages, getting to a hospital, yeah.
That can be a journey of several hours,
Wow.
even in emergencies.
Yeah.
It's a race against time.
Yeah.
Sadly, not everyone wins that
Right,
race.
so enter the drone.
Yeah.
But not just any drone.
Yeah.
We're talking about the QC-1, a high-tech drone designed by the Turkish company BBA. This thing's like a lifeline in the sky. What makes this drone special? Can you break it down for us a little bit?
Yeah, so first of all, it's equipped with AI for precision delivery. So it's making sure it reaches the right location, even in really difficult terrain.
Wow.
Also, get this, it has a six-way detection system.
Wow.
So it's like the drone has eyes all around, keeping it safe even in strong winds or difficult weather.
That's incredible. They've really thought of everything to make this as safe and reliable as possible.
Absolutely. It also can fly for a solid hour. So it can cover a large area and can carry 5 kilograms, which is enough for several units of blood and other medical supplies as well. So let's say there's a 7-year-old child in a remote village who is injured and needs a blood transfusion immediately. But the local clinic, they don't have the right blood type. In the past, what would that have meant for this child?
You know, in the past, this would have meant a grueling journey by road, often several hours, to the nearest hospital that would have the necessary blood.
Right.
And in that situation, every minute matters, and sadly, the outcome was not always certain.
Of course. But with the QC-1 drone, that same life-saving blood can now be delivered in just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That is such a dramatic difference. And as you said, time is really of the essence in these situations.
Yeah.
This isn't just hypothetical, though. This is actually happening, right? These kinds of success stories are unfolding in other parts of the world that are facing similar challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. Rwanda and Ghana are great examples. They've been utilizing drone delivery systems for a few years now, and the results are really impressive.
Yeah, I was reading about Zipline. That's the American company behind these initiatives. They've managed to cut down delivery time significantly, haven't they?
They have. So in Rwanda, for example, the average delivery time for blood has gone from 2 hours down to 49.6 minutes.
That's amazing.
It's pretty incredible.
So it seems like this is really making a tangible difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
But let's go back to Djibouti.
Okay.
What makes their drone program different from what's happening, let's say, in Rwanda and Ghana?
One key difference, I think, is the focus on resource management.
Okay.
Blood expiration is a significant concern, especially in places with limited resources.
Right.
So the rapid delivery time of that QC-1 drone really minimizes that risk.
So it's not just about speed,
Now,
it's about using these precious resources efficiently.
exactly.
It's a win-win for patient care and for the overall sustainability of the healthcare system.
Yeah, absolutely. And it aligns perfectly with Djibouti's commitment to reducing its environmental footprint as well.
Okay.
Drones are a much greener alternative compared to traditional vehicles,
Yeah.
and they really contribute to a cleaner, healthier environment.
It's encouraging to see them embrace this innovation, not just for the immediate impact on healthcare, but for the long-term environmental benefits as well.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what other possibilities could be unlocked with this technology,
Yeah.
especially in places where access to healthcare has been a challenge.
Yeah, it's like opening a door to a whole new world.
Right.
But let's bring it back to Ali Sabeh for a second.
Okay.
We've talked about speed and efficiency, but what does this mean for the people who live there?
I think just imagine living in a remote village where getting to a hospital
Right.
could take an entire day.
Right.
With this system, you suddenly have access to life-saving medical care within minutes.
Wow.
It's a game changer,
yeah.
Especially for emergencies when every second counts.
It must be so reassuring for those communities.
Absolutely.
Knowing that this kind of support is available.
Yeah.
And it's not just emergencies, is it? I mean, this could really revolutionize everyday healthcare needs as well.
Absolutely. I mean, if a drone can deliver blood,
yeah.
It can deliver other medical supplies,
yeah.
Medicines, vaccines, even diagnostic tools.
Wow. Yeah.
It brings those essential healthcare services right to people's doorsteps, no matter how remote they are.
We're potentially talking about transforming the entire healthcare ecosystem in these areas.
I think so.
It's bridging that gap between those in need and the care that they deserve.
Exactly. Reducing the need for those long and often dangerous journeys to urban centers.
Yeah.
It's about equitable access to quality healthcare for everyone, regardless of where they live.
I love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the drone itself, the QC-1,
yeah.
It's not just about the delivery, is it?
No.
It's got all this technology packed into it.
It really does.
That makes this possible.
Yeah. The AI-powered navigation system ensures pinpoint accuracy.
Okay.
Even in the most challenging terrains. And that six-way detection system, it's like a set of eyes all around, keeping it safe in unpredictable weather conditions.
That makes sense when you're carrying something as precious as blood needs to get there.
It does.
Safely and quickly.
60-minute flight time, substantial area, reaches the most isolated villages.
Wow.
And the 5-kilogram payload capacity means it can transport more than just blood.
That's right.
Emergency medications, even small medical equipment.
It's like a flying ambulance.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
That versatility is key.
Yeah.
Making the QC-1 an invaluable asset to that Ali Sabai Regional Hospital and the communities it serves, but this is just the beginning.
So what's next? Where does it go from here?
Well, this initial test phase
has
been incredibly successful, demonstrating the potential of the technology.
Right.
Now the focus shifts to scaling it up.
So expanding the network of drones to reach even more communities.
Exactly.
Right.
Imagine a future where these drone deliveries are a routine part of healthcare in Djibouti.
Okay.
Where no one has to face that agonizing wait for vital medical supplies.
Right.
Because help is just a short flight away.
It's like we're watching a futuristic movie, but it's happening right now.
I know. It's really exciting.
It's really exciting.
It's about more than just lives saved, though.
Okay.
It's about improving the overall quality of life for everybody.
Right.
Imagine the peace of mind, knowing that even in the most remote village, you have access to timely and effective medical care.
It's about bringing equity to healthcare.
It is.
Regardless of location.
Yeah.
And ensuring that everyone has a fair shot at a healthy life.
It's about leveling the playing field and using technology to bridge those gaps that have existed for far too long.
It's inspiring to see technology being used in such a positive and impactful way.
Yeah.
Gives you hope for the future.
It really does. The Ali Sabai Project is a beacon of hope, demonstrating that even in the face of these challenges, innovation and determination can pave the way for a brighter future.
And what's really striking to me is this isn't happening in some high-tech hub.
Right.
This is happening in a place that's often overlooked and underserved.
That's what makes it so compelling.
Yeah.
It's a story of hope and resilience.
Ah.
A reminder that innovation can blossom anywhere.
Yeah.
Even in the most unexpected corners of the world.
It really challenges our assumptions about where progress happens.
It does.
And who benefits from it.
Yeah.
It gives us all a reason to be optimistic about the future of healthcare.
Absolutely. But it also begs the question.
What's that?
What else is possible?
Yeah.
If drones can deliver blood, what other life-saving resources could they transport?
Right.
What other boundaries can we push?
Yeah.
What other limitations can we overcome?
It really brings us to the bigger picture here.
I think so.
The implications of this go far beyond Djibouti. We're talking about potentially reshaping global healthcare.
We are. We're talking about creating a world where access to quality healthcare is not a privilege.
Right.
But a right, regardless of where you live.
A world where technology empowers us to care for each other in ways we never thought possible.
Exactly.
That's a future worth striving for.
It is. It's like we're seeing a whole new way of thinking about healthcare delivery.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember
What's that?
This isn't just about the technology. It's about the people, right. The human element.
The human element, right.
Yep. People driving this change.
I mean, technology is a tool.
It is.
And how impactful it is really depends on how it's used.
Exactly.
And who's using it.
And in this case, with Ali Sabia, there's a commitment from the hospital and the government to use this technology to benefit the people.
Yeah, and they've got these partnerships, like the one with BBA, the company behind the QC1, to make this vision a reality.
These types of collaborations are so crucial.
They are.
Bringing together expertise from different fields, different parts of the world,
right,
to create a solution that truly meets the needs of the community.
And the healthcare workers on the ground.
Yes.
The doctors, the nurses, the technicians.
Yeah.
They're the ones making this technology meaningful.
They are.
They're adapting to these new ways of working.
Yeah.
Embracing innovation.
Mm-hmm.
To improve the lives of their patients.
Absolutely.
They're the unsung heroes of this story.
I think so, yeah.
Their dedication and commitment are what's making this whole thing possible.
And it's particularly inspiring that this isn't happening in some, you know, advanced tech hub.
Right.
It's happening in a place that's often overlooked.
Absolutely. And that challenges our assumptions.
It does.
About where this progress is happening.
It does.
And who's driving it.
Totally.
It's a powerful reminder that innovation can happen anywhere.
It can.
Fueled by necessity.
Yeah.
Ingenuity, a commitment to making a difference.
That's right.
It's a lesson for all of us, no matter where we are or what we do.
Looking at the world with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
Identifying the problems.
Yeah.
Not being afraid to seek those solutions.
Creative solutions.
The power of collaboration.
Right.
We can achieve so much more when we work together.
Yeah.
Sharing that knowledge and resources.
It's about believing that change is possible.
Mm-hmm.
That we can create a better future.
I love that.
For ourselves and for generations to come.
So to wrap up our deep dive into the world of drone-delivered healthcare in Djibouti.
Yeah.
I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
Imagine a future where technology empowers us to overcome any challenge, to bridge those divides, to create a world where everybody has a chance to thrive.
It's a future worth imagining.
It is.
A future worth fighting for.
Yes.
And who knows, maybe the next groundbreaking innovation will come from a place we least expect.
Yeah.
Inspired by the ingenuity and determination of those who dare to dream big.
Absolutely.